For listening to Enjoying Everyday Life. Our mission here at Joyce Meyer Ministries is simple, sharing Christ and loving people. Remember, together we can do more.
Are you new to the Palm City area, don't have a church home, or haven't been to church in a while? LifePoint Church is a non-denominational church with worship and teaching similar to Hillsong Australia, and we are saving a seat for you. Come and see LifePoint Church. Great worship, biblical teaching, and powerful relationships. Find out more at golifepoint.org, or for more information, call 772-475-3676. We hope to see you soon.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
On the spirit of excellence, we started with defining excellence and establishing the fact that God is a God of excellence, and He's placed that seed as His spiritual children, that seed of excellence in us. We've gone through a number of different topics, and tonight we're going to take a look at what I've entitled Excellence, Decency, and Order. Amen? Say that with me. Excellence. Decency. And order. Amen? There's something about order that is, it's attractive to excellence. You know, things that are out of order don't bear the mark of excellence. The universe is in the chaotic state that it is in, not that God created it that way, but because of rebellion. And so the great conflict of the universe is who will be in authority. And God created us in His image and likeness, but what He gave to us that He gave to no other created being is the power of choice. And when we were born again, we were free. We were made free. Free what? Free to choose again. You might have thought you were choosing in the world, but you obeyed the lust of your father. Amen. Whenever he wanted you to do something, you couldn't. You had no power to resist him. So you did it. You might not have cussed. You might not have did it. You did something that was sending you to hell. You didn't believe. So, we want to take a look at order. We were talking about meditation and how excellence is inspired through meditation. I've always been an advocate of and been taught this and believe strongly in it, that intimacy with God is the main thing. Out of all that we might need or desire, challenges that we might face, at the end of the day, it's not even slaying a Goliath if you don't have intimacy with God. It's not having a whole lot of money, but no intimacy with God. So at the foundation level, the most important thing is intimacy. And we looked at how through meditation, taking time, I like to say it this way, telling the world to stop and then getting off for a while, just backing off of everything, shutting all that out, not letting any demand be on you to where it's got you worried and anxious, so that you can contact that other realm, that other world, that other reality we call heaven. I think one thing I want to just touch before we segue into decency and order is the word meditation. As I remember, you that were here, you remember meditation. I said meditation instead of medication. Remember that? Now, I'm not telling again. Let me say it make plain. I ain't telling you to throw away your medication. If the doctors prescribed that. But if you meditate, and we looked at what meditating was, that meditating was not just you with your eyes closed with some mantra in your mouth. You know, in yoga, it's the om. And the reason why they say om is it's supposed to cover all the spectrum of vowels and everything. So you're saying a whole lot when you say om. Om. I know about those things. But meditation goes much further than that. Meditation has to do with muttering. It has to do with, it's the word dagga is how it's pronounced, to murmur in a positive way, to ponder, imagine, meditate, mourn, mutter, roar, speak, study, talk, utter. Okay, Merriam-Webster's gave a good definition. I'll read part of it. To engage in mental exercise for the purpose of reaching a heightened level of spiritual awareness. I think that's very applicable to what meditation is. We looked at how God told Joshua to meditate. What? Not on the problem, not on Jericho, not on the adversary, but meditate in my word. My promise to you day and night. And then he attached to that meditation that you may prosper and have good success. So we looked at how meditation is attached to prosperity and good success. Okay, now also meditation we looked at in the Hebrew lexicon, that word is interesting. That word is attached to medical. Meditate attached to medical. And medical has to do with, you know, medicine, medical science, medication. So we came to the conclusion that meditation oftentimes, if done properly and consistently enough, could very well take the place of your medication. Amen. Say amen, somebody. Amen. If you talk right long enough and believe what you're saying and speak to your body, your body will respond. We don't always need someone to pray for us. There are times where, you know, it's appropriate to pray together, have someone pray for you. That's fine. That's good. But there are times where you can be so full of meditation that your mind begins to take control of certain things. And we're not talking about controlling people. I'm talking about your own body, your own thoughts, your own life. Through meditation. Now, this principle is not a cultic principle. They stole it from Joshua. All right? You see cults and, you know, they talk about meditation and sometimes saints back off of it. Meditation. That's Eastern. It's not Eastern mysticism. It's Bible. Paul even told Timothy to think on these things. I'm just paraphrasing it, but to meditate on these things, that your prospering may appear unto all. When you give yourself over to it, and sometimes I think that's the issue with saints, and be honest, sometimes that's the issue with saints, they want a lot for a little. You want to sow a little and receive a whole lot. Do just a little bit and get a whole lot in return. Sometimes that's the mindset. Don't want to really give yourself over to it. I was writing my article for the ambassador, and I'm doing a segue on launching out into the deep. And there are five actual points that I'm covering, but the last two, one of them was the catch that Peter and the disciples caught when Jesus told them to launch out was the largest catch they'd ever caught. They were amazed. It hit them so hard that Peter fell down at his feet and said, "Depart from me. I'm sinful. I'm not worthy of this." They were amazed. These are fishermen. They were amazed. They stood in awe at what they caught. They were blown away in our vernacular. They were shocked. How could this be? But someone say portal. Here's where some of us miss God. We stop following God. If you notice what they did, Jesus said, "Follow me." They dropped the nets. They hoisted all out ashore. They dropped it, turned their back on it, and followed him. Now, perhaps their families might have benefited from it. Perhaps the people on shore, other fishermen that didn't fish or catch it, may have benefited from it. But they left it. Say amen on the west side of the city. Brother Seal, I saw him nod a little bit, but that was about it. They left it. See, did this, hear me? Look at y'all. I see some already checked out. Okay. I know where he's going with this. But somebody say portal. See, there are times where portals open. It's like the eye of a needle. The eye of a needle, camels couldn't get through it easily. They had to strip themselves, to strip those camels of everything they were carrying in order for them to get in through the eye of the needle. There's where some people stop. Now, what's tragic is when you stop, you start to settle. And the word settle means to begin to sink slowly. And you know, like I know, when you start to sink slowly, you get into something, it's hard to get out of it now. You waited too long, the portal closed, now you want to get out. But you ain't got no mind to get out, ain't got no energy to get out, ain't got no, you know, can't see it now. But what they were challenged to do was drop those nets, leave that, and they followed Jesus. This is where, like I said, many get off. When the cost seems to become too great. I have this. Ain't no telling what I might not have if I let this go. When Elijah was sent to the widow woman, the Lord said, I've commanded a woman to sustain you. He went and she was gathering those sticks to make a fire, had a little hand of meal, was going to bake a little cake for her and her son, and they were going to die. That was it. All she wrote, curtains. He said, "Bake me a cake first." Then we're going to die before we even eat this cake. We just going to die earlier. That's how some of us think. At least I'll last a little longer. Tell somebody right now, the cake ain't enough anyway. But folk holding on to the cake. It's wise to hold on to the cake. Yeah. But God said he already prepared someone. He had already commanded them in the spirit. So there was someone that was willing to launch further out into the deep.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com.